All right, we're here with Memphis City FC coach Matt Williams. Post-game, our official score tonight, due to a late penalty by Little Rock Rangers. Little Rock Rangers 2, Memphis City 1, but Memphis City with that critical away goal. Coach Matt Williams, we want to talk to you about positives and negatives. What were the, first of all, the positives? What were the things that you saw that you can take and build on after tonight's performance?
Well, I mean, tonight you just said it, the critical away goal is huge. And I told our guys before we went out, you know, you can't win the game, the I-40 Cup. You can't win it tonight, but you can certainly lose it if you don't give yourself a chance on Sunday. And that's exactly what we've done. Certainly we have a lot to work on, but we've given ourselves a chance to get after it on Sunday, and the guys responded at halftime brilliantly. Into the second half, we were all over them. Really unfortunate to concede the penalty at the end. We were definitely worth at least a result, if nothing more. A little bit cleaner, and it's all there.
All right. Did you when you approached this game tactically, when you thought about it on a whiteboard and you said, hey, this is the way that I want to go out and play, when you were talking to your team before the game, do you feel like that they followed your orders? They went out there and did exactly what you asked them to do? And as a result, what did you see on the field that you think you can build on for Sunday?
Yeah, I thought, the game plan was, like I said, to give ourselves a chance on Sunday. Not to play too conservative, but not to totally spread it open to where, again, first real game getting after it. So, there are going to be some mistakes. There's going to be some rust. There's going to be some unfamiliarities. But it was... The first half was we were a little bit isolated in the attack. We didn't have much going forward, but I thought we made a great halftime adjustment. The coaching staff just talked about some things that we could do a little bit better, and the boys responded great. And like I said, the second half was ours. I just devastated to give away the penalty at the end there. So we did plenty to get the result, as I said,
Talk about the crowd here in Little Rock tonight. I got to be honest, we were a little bit surprised. Talk about the crowd in Little Rock, and what kind of encouragement do we need for the city of Memphis to come out and produce a similar result in the crowd on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it was a massive deal because, the first half, it took us to halftime to make an adjustment because we couldn't talk to our players on the field. The crowd was loud. It was a ton of people out here. It was a great atmosphere. But certainly something that we need to make an adjustment before we go to these games to make sure our guys are on the same page. It was brilliant atmosphere. The traveling Memphis City fans were great. It's just you can't be upset at playing a game like this. It was awesome to be a part of, and I'm looking forward to a big crowd on Sunday to support the boys as they come back and go for a nice little win there.
Last question is about chemistry. We talked about this in the podcast this week. How did you feel from a chemistry point of view? How did you feel things went with this group of guys? A lot of them really kind of, some of them maybe even getting to know each other for the first time on the bus ride over here. Talk about it from a chemistry point of view and how things went and what you saw from minute one all the way through to the 90th minute.
Chemistry is huge in any team. I mean, it's important at the highest level. You're not going to win very many games if you don't have guys on the same page. And I feel that was our first half. It was a little bit of a feeling out process. What are we like? What are they like? What are our players' good attributes like? It really didn't take long to adjust. By the time the second half rolled around, we made those adjustments, and we were playing to guys' strengths, and we were avoiding weaknesses. It wasn't perfect by any means, but I thought the second half showed a lot of positives and a lot of things for us to be happy about moving forward.
Coach, great luck on Sunday. A critical away goal here tonight in Little Rock. We need the entire city of Memphis to show up and show out. 6:00, Mike Rose, 9000 East Shelby Drive, Memphis. And we want everybody to be out there. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Sunday.
Sounds great.